One of our favorite stops, I say one of them, we always enjoy all of our agriculture stops. We had a great time at Farm Credit this morning. This afternoon, we're at Mr. Delbert Rader, Rader Auction Company. And Delbert, off to new year, great year, and I had a chance to be at your last auction today. That was quite entertaining and good to see what was going on there.
Yeah, we had a large auction. We certainly did.
Yeah, a lot of pieces of equipment in that auction.
Yeah, we had about 680 pieces.
Is that usual for your auction, about right what you normally have?
No, that's about 100 more than what we normally have.
Yeah, I was here probably around the midday time frame. You guys were going strong, great prices, and things holding where you like for them to in the auction business?
Yeah, values are still good. They certainly are.
The demand out there for used equipment is still like it was?
Yeah, we still have good demand, strong demand.
Now, this is one of four auctions. Tell us about your auctions you have every year.
Well, I mean, like I said, we have four auctions a year, February, April, July, and December. February and December is usually our largest two auctions, but like I said, and it held true this time in February. It was the biggest one we'd ever had.
And you not only do a lot of business here locally, but a lot of folks do business with you over the internet too.
Oh yeah, we had a large internet presence. Be exact, about a third of the sale dollar wise was sold over the internet.
I think there's a real market for the used equipment. I've talked to a friend of mine in LaRue County the other day, and he said he's a customer of yours, bought some things. A good friend of mine came over and got a wagon from you a couple weeks ago, too, from Monroe County. So you get all over the place that come buy things with you.
Oh, yeah. We sell equipment everywhere. We've sold two combines in the last 6 weeks that went to China.
To China, really? How do you get them to China? Obviously, a boat, I'm sure. But what's the process to get them to ship to China?
Well, all we have to do is get them on a truck. But they're usually shipped to a port. Most of the time they go to Houston, then they go from Houston to China.
What are people, when they buy something from you from China, what are they looking for? How do they know what they want? What's the interest there?
Well, they're interested in late model combines. You know, I mean, they see what we advertise on the internet. It's all done via the internet. We hardly ever talk to the people. It's all done over the internet.
Interesting. So a worldwide business here, Rader Auction Company sometimes, huh?
Well, the world is a small place anymore.
It really is, and the internet makes it a small place for sure. You guys are agriculture, been that all your life. That's what you've done all your life, agriculture, ag equipment business.
Yeah, I've been doing this for over 40 years.
And good to have your family out with you. Mary's here with you, and Adam, and all your family works here with you for the most part. And then Amy, she keeps the show going too.
Yeah, Amy's been with me for a long time. She was with me out at the deer store for probably 10 years and then been down here ever since we opened up.
About like another daughter to you, isn't she?
Very close. Certainly is.
Rader Auction Company, always good to visit with our friend Delbert Rader and all the crew here. We'll talk with them this more hour and talk about auction equipment business and what's going on in the equipment business these days. We're on 106.5 WKTC.